Today, smokers all over the country are changing to Chesterfield, the first and only cigarette to name all its ingredients. Chesterfield tells you what it's made of, so you'll know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Sound off!
Sound off!
Sound off for Chesterfield!
Much milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield's the one to buy. Millions say they satisfy.
Sound off
for Chesterfield!
Sound off
for Chesterfield!
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mares, and Bing's guests, Rosemary Clooney and Joe Venuti. Ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday, Father's Day will be celebrated throughout the United States and Canada. So now, Chesterfield brings you a father who's in line for plenty of loot, Bing Crosby.
Right you are, Ken. I expect to do all right next Sunday. I got everything lined up.
What do you mean, lined up?
Well, Ken, I'm pretty sure that Dixie's getting me a dozen golf balls. I have a hunch that Gary's getting me a set of white sidewall tires for his car.
That'll be nice.
And I'm absolutely positive that Lindsay, the youngest boy, is getting me a carton of Chesterfield.
Why are you so positive that Lenny's getting you Chesterfield?
Because I had to write a note to the man in the store so he could buy them.
That's right. Well, what about the twins, do they come up with something?
Well, yes, they're very, very alert. They generally select a gift that makes a pair, you know.
That's a good idea.
For instance, one time they gave me bookends.
Mm-hmm.
One year they gave me a pair of rabbits. Oh, I'll never forget that. Another time, they each gave me a cufflink.
Okay.
Then one year, the twins gave me a Tony.
A Tony?
Yeah.
By the way, Bing, what are the twins giving you this year? Martin Lewis?
Oh, no. Hal Wallace has got them.
No kidding. What are the twins giving you?
Trouble. With twins, that's double trouble, you know. But to answer your question directly, Ken, the boys, they heard that I'll be heading for the ranch soon, so I think they'll be getting me a pair of West Tex cowboy boots.
West Tex, huh?
Yes, sir, direct from West Texas.
Well, Tex, why don't you grab your guitar there and get on your horse and sing us a little song?
Well, I might just do that, partner.
Good.
Just happen to have a little Western lament here with me. Don't ever be afraid to go home. Nice admonition, too, folks.
Don't ever be afraid to go home, go home. Don't ever be afraid to go home.
When you've hitched your wagon to a fast falling star, and the last string is broken on your lovesick guitar, whatever you're doing and wherever you are, don't ever be afraid.
Don't ever be afraid to go home.
I used to be afraid to go home, but one day I was made to go home. Now I was almost certain they would lock the door on me, 'cause I'm the sour apple on my old family tree. But folks who really love me made me welcome as could be. Don't ever be afraid.
Don't ever be afraid to go home.
I used to be afraid to go home, but one day I was made to go home. Now I was almost certain they would lock the door on me, 'cause I'm the sour apple on my old family. family tree. The folks who really love me made me welcome as could be. Don't ever be afraid.
Don't ever be afraid. Don't ever be afraid
to go home.
Thank you. Friends, to show you why Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke, we've named all our ingredients. And we're the first and only cigarette to do so. These ingredients are what make Chesterfield's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and, most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. And here they are for every smoker to hear and to remember.
The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. And Chesterfields are kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents, costly glycerol, and pure sugars which are natural to tobacco. Nothing else. These have been proved entirely safe for use in the mouth. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity.
Folks, those are the proven ingredients to give you the best possible smoke. So you can see why we're glad to name them. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today. Every once in a while, we like to go back and do an old song on this program, sort of living in the past, you know. We have a thing here tonight, a little rhythm song called I Love My Baby. It was very popular all way back. When was that, Ken? You remember?
Oh, about 1914.
Well, that's just my time. I was just going good then. Ready, John?
My baby, my baby loves me. Don't know nobody as happy as we. She's only 20, I'm 21. I never worry, 'cause we're having such fun. Sometimes we quarrel, and maybe we fight. But then we make up on the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby. My baby loves me.
He loves his baby.
I love my baby 'cause my ever-loving baby loves me.
He loves his baby.
We're hotsy-totsy, hotsy-totsy, my baby and me. She gives me kisses, each one is a smack. Man, she's in sections when I give them back. Sometimes we quarrel, maybe we fight. But then we make up on the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby. My baby loves me, loves only me. I love my baby,
and my baby really loves me.
I was walking around on the Paramount lot the other day, and I bumped into one of our real fine American chantuzies. Yes, sir, this young lady's out here making a picture. The opportunity to snag such an outstanding artist for our show just had to be taken advantage of. She was agreeable, and here she is now, friends, Miss Rosemary Clooney. What's the picture you're going to do over there at Paramount, Rosemary?
Well, it's a musical called The Stars Are Singing.
Stars Are Singing, huh? Mm-hmm. Sounds out of this world. What other singers are in it besides you, Rosemary?
There's Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Very good.
And there's Lawrence Melchior.
Who? Lawrence Melchior?
Mm-hmm.
Is he working at Paramount now?
Yep.
Everett hasn't been screening the casting office. seems a little redundant to me, Rosemary.
Redundant?
Yes, why should Paramount have both Melchior and me working? After all, we do the same type of stuff, you know.
Bing, I don't like to start an argument or anything.
No beefs or anything.
I think Melchior's voice is just a little bigger than yours.
Perhaps a mite, I guess.
He was vocalizing in his dressing room the other morning, and he hit a note that broke his mirror.
I can do that by just making up in mine.
Congratulations.
Not at all. You're welcome.
Say, Bing, what? How are you and Bob Hope getting along on your picture, The Road to Bally? Are you about finished?
Yes, I think this will do it. This is Aloha. No, I'm just joshing, Rosemary. It looks fairly merry, this film. Dorothy L'Amour is beautiful. I'm adequate, and Hope is punchier than ever. But let Paramount get out their own program, huh? What are you going to sing for us, Rosemary?
What would you like?
Well, I'd like you to do Tenderly. You know the song Tenderly?
Uh-huh.
Walter Gross's great song?
Yeah.
Such a lovely song, and your great record has practically made it a standard, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Now, I think you'll find Mr. Trotter's musical support very gratifying.
The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a song. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Thank you, Rosemary. That was beautiful. Real lush. I've got a song here I'd like to do now. Still seems to be a big favorite. It's getting a little mileage on it, but everybody asks for it. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I walk up and down neath the clock. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I ain't got a thing left to hawk. She
was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money, 'cause a whirl round the town was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sight that they never had seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, he will tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on a corner
in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
and I just gotta get 5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again. Gotta be with my angel again.
Thank you, folks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present an old friend of mine. This boy happens to be just about the top jazz violinist in our industry and has been for, 25 or 30 years. Also, he's a great authority on Italian cookery, Mr. Joe Venuti.
Say, is this the place?
Yes, this is. This is where we're stealing the money this week. Yes, Joe. What's new with you?
I've been very busy working in my laboratory.
Come off it. You got a laboratory?
I think that's what the sign says.
Yeah, now. Well, what are you working on in your lab?
I've just perfected a new type of meatball.
It should be interesting. A new type of meatball?
Yeah, this meatball has chlorophyll in it.
Chlorophyll? What's that for? To combat the garlic? Must be quite a tussle.
Yeah, they look like Baron Leone and Gorgeous George.
Under the microscope.
Under the microscope.
Yeah, you better put that in there. You got no joke. Must be quite a tussle.
Yeah, under the microscope, they look like Baron Leone and Gorgeous George.
Much better that way. No, go ahead. Golly, I'd like to see that.
Hey, I'm putting it on television.
Oh, well, chlorophyll may be just what television needs. Who knows? And certainly devotees of the meatballs. Anyway, Joe, what are you going to fiddle for us tonight?
Thought I'd do Wildcat with Perry Botkin playing a guitar and Larry Breen on
the
bass.
The old Wildcat?
Wildcat.
When did you first record this?
1922.
22? That's the year Red Nichols broke in.
No, 2 years before that.
He broke in 22. You did this in 1922?
Yeah.
So hard to believe. Should be very flashy, though. Take over, Joe. How do you want the mic?
Right, this is great.
Come, sir?
Comme ci, comme ça.
Oui. Allons.
Je suis dans la guerre pour ci, collapse.
Thank you.
That was the wildcat. That ought to run the hot canary in a gopher hole, Joe. Very lively, lads. Very flashy. Now, folks, Rosemary Clooney and I have a clever little song here. This song was written for a picture called Just For You, a picture which comes out shortly, I think in the late summer months. It's called Zing a Little Zong. You ready, Rosemary?
Certainly.
Well, then let's zing it. Let's zing it.
Zing, zing, zing a little song.
Come on and zing. Zing, zing a little song. Come on and sing.
Zing, a little song with me. I know we're not beside beside or zing, but when you're sitting by the side of me, I want to sing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody about a chapel or an apple tree, about a couple living happily, and I'll be glad to sing along.
And I'll be glad it ain't the season
that has me kind of silly. You really are a dolly and a dilly. You got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me, and we could do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Zing, 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 it's getting late, my pet.
My pet.
We've got a most important date to set. I'm sure that we could make a great duet.
And we could sing a little love song all night long.
Sing, zing, zing a little song with me. I know we're not beside the side of
me,
but when you're sitting by the side of me,
you wanna what?
I wanna zing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody
that's all
about a chapel or an apple tree,
and I'll be glad
about a couple living happily.
How's that with you?
Well, I'll be glad to sing it too.
Well, okay.
It ain't the season that has me kind of zilly. You really are
a dolly
and a dilly. You've got the reason to cuddle sort of close to me, and we could do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Zing,
zing, zing, it's getting late, my pet.
Forgot to set the date.
I know that we could make a great duet.
I'll be the tenor,
alto, and baritone,
and we could sing a little love song all night long.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, folks. You know, you get out of a cigarette just as much as the manufacturer puts into it. You get out of a Chesterfield a smoke that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. That's because we put into Chesterfields only the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
The world's best tobaccos, kept tasting fresh by pure, costly moistening agents, a little sugar and some glycerol, and cigarette paper of the highest purity. These are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Research backs that up, and Chesterfield Research Laboratories are the newest and the best in the business.
And Bing, let's remind them that Chesterfields are made in the newest and most modern cigarette factories.
Yes, sir, folks. Just figure it out for yourselves. The best ingredients backed up by the best manufacturer and the best research. That's what's in a Chesterfield for you. That's why every one of you should sound off for Chesterfield today. Also from the Paramount Technicolor Extravaganza Just For You, which features Ethel Barrymore and Jane Wyman and others, is the title song. Some think it's the best ballad in the piece.
Spring is here, and all the pretty flowers that grow just for you. Skies are clear, and all the little stars that glow just for you. Every brook that glitters in the sunlight, every bird that flutters in the blue, takes one look and breaks into a love song just for you, just for you, You appear, and softly in the trees above, cool breezes sigh, just for you, my love, they sigh, and so do I. You appear, and softly in the trees above, cool breezes sigh, just for you, my love, they sigh, and so do.
Before we say goodnight, I want to thank Rosemary Clooney and Joe Venuti for being with us here tonight.
Who's with you next week, Bing?
Well, Rosemary, next week I think Joe will be back with us, and also Miss Peggy Lee will be here.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rosemary, before you go, how about you joining me in a little rondelay for Pop?
Well, that's right, Bing. Sunday is Father's Day.
Sure, indeed it is, Miss C. And we've got just the gift for Dad, a carton or two of Chesterfields. All slicked up in a special Father's Day gift carton. He'll go for these Chesterfields, same as everyone does, because Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. You know, that's on the authority of a well-known research organization. So how about it? Skip on down to your dealers before this Sunday and sound off for Chesterfield.
On the day reserved for Pops, give him the smoke that's really top.
Get Chesterfields, a carton or two, the perfect gift to Dad from you. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
For Father's Day and every day, get Chesterfield.
That's right.
That's it.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Peggy Lee and Joe Venuti. Friends, your blood is urgently needed for hospitalized combat veterans at home and abroad, for civil patients and supplying armed forces. Blood, along with guns and tanks and planes, is a weapon of defense. Long after the last shot has been fired in Korea, hospitalized servicemen will continue to need blood in their long fight for health in hospital wards and operating rooms. The blood you give through your Red Cross may save a life. And this is true not only of your men and women in uniform, but of the neighbors in your block. Protect your family, your neighbors, yourself. Make an appointment now to give your blood. Call your local Red Cross chapter now for an appointment, and keep it.